Kim Pagano flow. Wake up, hit the dial, yeah, it's time to go. Start your day right. It's the Kim Pagano Show. She's the voice of Ventura, heart of the coast. With the good news only, yeah, she doing the most. Talking life, love, health, and hustle. Bringing in guests who flex that muscle. From authors to docs, she's bridging the gap. Kim got the real talk, never no cap. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. She got that laugh, that light that lift you up, whether you driving or sipping from your morning cup. She'll ask the hard cues, still keep it kind, dropping gems every time that you press rewind. Community strong, she's built that lane, with heart and hustle running through her vein. It's not just a show, it's a vibe, a tribe. So tell your whole crew, yeah, it's time to subscribe. Tune in, let the wisdom flow. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten. Start your morning with the Kim Pagano Show. It's positive vibes, it's purpose, it's real. It's coffee and truth with that local appeal. So when the world feels heavy and the skies feel gray, Kim's got a message to brighten.
Good morning and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of life and business. And we are so grateful that you have tuned in here to be with us and to listen to some of our amazing guests. And again, I want to just remind you that if you miss any part of our show, you can download our podcast and hear us there. So again, let's welcome our first guest, Dr. Jeremy M. Liff. And, of course, he is a board-certified neurologist specializing in stroke, brain aneurysms, and just so many other conditions. And, Dr. Liff, welcome, and thank you so much for being here.
Great to be here, and thank you for having me.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And, of course, I know that we were going to kind of just talk about some of the things that are apparent that you do. And of course, aneurysms, heart attacks, stroke risks, all those kind of things.
Yeah. So I'm a neurologist with subspecialization in stroke, which is essentially cerebrovascular disease and the treatment of blockages in the arteries of the brain and the neck, as well as hemorrhages in the brain. And I also am trained in actually using catheters to do endovascular surgery on the issues that are in the brain. So like neurosurgery from the inside. So I'm sort of sub-specialized in neurology.
Wow. So what are some of the things that we need to really be careful of and, you know, make sure that we are watching ourselves?
Well, in terms of risk factors for stroke, you know, there's this very interesting study that just concluded and was published at the end of March in the journal, in the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology. And it was a very interesting trial, because it was one of the first trials to really look at like over 50,000 patients and try to quantify what it means when you do better in terms of exercising, eating, and sleeping. Mm-hmm. And what they found was that when they found a couple of different very interesting things. they found that if you looked at the people that were worst at all three of those and the people that were best at all three of those, there was actually an over 50% relative risk reduction of stroke, heart attack, and going into heart failure. So that was really interesting. And then in terms of just differences between the groups in general, it seemed like every time you made an incremental improvement in any one of those things, whether you got a little bit more sleep to get into like a 7.5 to 9 hour range, whether your diet was a little bit better in terms of less sugar and saturated fat, or if you exercised a little bit more, your relative risk went down 10%, even if you just made small little changes. So.
Wow, that's huge. That's really huge, because, you know, anything that you do, I had a heart attack back in August, and I have gone completely plant-based. And, thank God my numbers are much better. But I really didn't eat, I never ate red meat before. So, but you don't realize, like, what you put in your mouth, really is who you are, right?
Yes, you are what you eat. And really, it's something that we've sort of known for a while, but this paper helps to go and quantify it and actually show you in mathematical format how important it is.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, And again, moving your body, just getting exercise, is it even if you're just walking, or is it, you actually need to get to the gym or Pilates or any of those? Does that make a difference?
Interestingly, the paper showed that just getting some moderate cardiovascular work, like 10 to 15 minutes more a week, had an additive protective effect. So, what I always tell my patients is that, yeah, it'd be great if, like, you were going to Pilates 5 times a week or jogging 5 miles a day. But if you're doing absolutely nothing, then why don't you just start with walking? Because any little bit makes a difference. And quite frankly, if you try to go from 0 to 1,000, you'll probably fail, and then you'll get depressed about it and give up. So start slow and low, and build up from there. Anything makes a difference, absolutely.
Right, I love that. And what do you suggest your patients for food wise? Are you a strict vegetarian, or do you think meat and chicken is still good? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, so it's certainly a popular question, and there's a lot of different diets, and obviously keto and all of that stuff. And intermittent fasting. My take is that, the diet that has really been shown most profoundly by evidence to lead to best outcomes is the Mediterranean diet. So overall, over the long period of time, that's what I recommend. So protein, lean meats and fats, legumes, nuts, fruits, vegetables, fish with the omega-3s, the Mediterranean diet is really, I think, the best thing overall. I know a lot of people love keto. I think it's great. Also, in my mind, if you are morbidly obese and you are have diabetes and you have metabolic syndrome and derangements, then doing something very significant like keto.
Oh, did I lose you?
I view it as a. Can you hear? Almost as
yeah,
a primer. As a primer to get your liver back to health. But I think overall the Mediterranean diet is the best one.
And when you say Mediterranean diet, does that mean lamb? Because that is really then one of my favorite things. And not eating any red meat, does that mean that Mediterranean could be lamb? Or is that your thought on that?
Yes, it's an example of lean red meat. And certainly not don't overdo it. But
right.
Once in a while, that's part of it, yes.
Okay. And is there any other meat that you would put in there, or would that be, like, are you talking about chicken also, or?
Yeah, absolutely. Poultry, turkey,
fish.
Poultry, and certainly fish.
Okay. What's your thought on oils?
There's no question that the vegetable oils that have become so prevalent in our supermarkets, in our diet, are bad. They are highly processed. The seed oils, the Crisco, the peanut oils, the canola, these things are ultra processed. They don't actually exist in nature, and when they're heated up, they become toxic. And it's become I think a lot of people are talking about it. I would stick with extra virgin olive oil, even coconut oil, and then I think it's better if you're gonna fry something to actually use just real stuff. Use lard, use beef tallow, or even use ghee, which is which is like a refined butter. I really think that staying away from these vegetable oils, which are ultra processed, ultra cheap, is really important.
Yeah. Now, and it's interesting because my doctor told me not to have any oil, even as olive oil, which, you know, I was a little extreme, but, you know, I've been doing it. You know, I've been like sauteing in water and all that stuff. So, you know, if you want to live, you got to do what, you know, what somebody thinks is the best for you. So just curious on that.
Well, I think that, yeah, that's sort of an extreme thing. Obviously, it's a case-by-case basis, but certainly extra virgin olive oil is part of the Mediterranean diet. And mm-hmm. So my opinion is that that's something that you can, you're not cooking with it necessarily. You're eating it over salads. There are people that think even heating up olive oil can be a problem, and the smoke point for something like extra virgin olive oil is less. But that's where you can use something like ghee, clarified butter, in which you can heat it up high and cook with it, and it's still not toxic.
I love it. Well, again, I so thank you for your time. And Dr. Jeremy M. Liff, how can our listeners find you, and how can we find out more about you?
They can find me. I have a website. It's jeremyliffmd.com.
Okay, great. And I look forward to having you back again. And I know we barely touched the surface, but is there one thing that you really want to share with our listeners that just makes such a big difference in everybody's world and life?
I would say just if you look at these three factors, exercise, sleep, and diet, and then you add on a fourth one, meaning don't poison yourself with cigarettes, vaping, or energy drinks, I think you'll be in pretty good shape.
I love it. Well, again, thank you so much, and please download our podcast and share our show with everyone, and we look forward to having you back again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy-packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com. For WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans, Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Located in the heart of Thousand Oaks, Marcello Ristorante brings Italy to your table with classic pastas, homemade pizzas, and all your Italian favorites. Life's busy, we make it easy. Order online for quick pickup or delivery and enjoy authentic flavors in just a few clicks. Want to dine out? Relax in our warm, welcoming restaurant, the perfect spot for family dinners, date nights, or catching up with friends. Marcello Ristorante, Italian delight, anytime. Make your reservations at 805-371-4367. Visit us at 140 West Hillcrest Drive in Thousand Oaks, or order online today. Mangia!
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Good morning, Blaine. How are you?
Good, Kim. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. Thank you. And thank you so much for joining us here on my show, the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, joining me is Blaine Maxfield, and he serves as a Managing Director of Welfare and Self-Reliance Services for The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. And thank you again for joining us. And, of course, we're talking a little bit about JustServe.org, correct, as a food aid to millions of pounds distributed worldwide. Can you tell us a little bit about it, Blaine?
Yes, no, I'm glad to. Thank you, Kim. Yeah, we just recently published our report, which highlights $1.5 billion in humanitarian aid that was provided over this last year. It focuses on more than 3,500 humanitarian projects that took place in 196 countries and territories all over the world. We're focused on the most basic and urgent needs that people would have. And you mentioned food. Those urgent need looks like providing families in need with food. Mothers and newborns, more than 20 million of them, received vitamins last year, and over 200,000 pregnant women were screened so that they could get the aid that they needed. Also, we focus on disaster relief, whether it's domestic or international as well.
Wow. Okay. I like that. I talk to us about clean water. That also is something that you serve too, correct?
Yeah. You know, and it's so easy to take something like that for granted. But in places around the world, individuals spend a good portion of their day still seeking out clean water. On the Caring for Report, one of our favorite pictures is of Yolanda. And she's this young woman that now is just drinking a glass of water at her school. And before this water was available to her, she would have to get up very early and spend hours walking to get clean water, bringing it home, then go to school. Then after school, she'd go and get more water. It's changed the trajectory of her life and allows her to focus more on her studies and other things that are helpful for herself and also for her learning and community.
Wow. And what about education? And we all know that education is something that's so important.
Yes, we love to couple our humanitarian projects with self-reliance efforts. Education is a big part of that. For example, more than 140,000 individuals participated in one of our self-reliance groups. So in those groups, you can learn to become more self-reliant by learning education for better work skills, learning how to start or grow a business. We also offer a loan program for many of those members of our church, and we'll go out, and last year more than 16,000 of those received or were part of our perpetual education program, so they can get educated, which leads to a job in demand, allowing them to provide better for themselves and their families.
And also, talk to me a little bit about the disaster relief that you guys have in response to earthquakes, wildfires, floods, and all of that needs.
Yeah, that is a big effort that takes place all over the world. Specifically here in the United States, we try to mobilize quickly and coordinate with community resources. What we'll do is we'll often use some of our local meeting houses. They become then command centers so that we can understand who needs the aid. And then we get those volunteers out to help as quickly as possible. Last year, some of those examples looked like us being able to help with the fires that took place in Southern California. Water aid, cleanup after the disaster. Southeastern part of the United States had several disasters. Even right now, we're tracking some fires that are taking place in Texas so that we can appropriately get our network together and send volunteers in to help as quickly as they're able to receive us.
Well, which leads into my next question, Blaine, is volunteer. Obviously, it takes a village and you can't do it alone. So talk to us about that.
Yeah, you know, we recognize that there's more need than we can just provide. And we've found that we're able to amplify our work when we collaborate with other organizations. We work with some of the largest humanitarian organizations like a UNICEF or Save the Children, the World Food Program, CARE, and others. We've actually built a consortium of humanitarian organizations that are helping us to take the lead on our women and children efforts so that we're able to render health care, food, education, and even literacy programs all over the world. We recognize we do not do this alone. We're just one of many that are trying to help.
I love that. I love that. And again, how can my listeners find out more about this and so they can be involved?
Yeah, this is our favorite question, Kim. People will say, I don't even know where to start. I want to put my best intentions into action. And so we'd invite people to go out to our free nationwide platform, justserve.org. There, regardless of your background, you can find projects, more than 3,000 of them, every month. You simply go to justserve.org, you put in your zip code, and then you choose a project that best fits your schedule and that's close to you.
Well, that's really cool. Okay, great. Well, again, Blaine, thank you so much for joining us. And please share our show with everybody and download our podcast. And have a great day. And thank you for what you're doing.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Stay with us. We'll be right back. It's a beautiful morning.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Good morning and welcome back. And of course, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, spring is here. And with it comes increased travel from spring break, spring sports, and much more. And with millions of Americans preparing to hit the road, distracted driving is still very real and often underestimated. And safety risk is a fact. And the most recent data available from National Highway Traffic Safety Administration shows distracted driving claims the lives of more than 10,000 people each year to tell us more about the problem and what to do about it is we have Rashid Merritt, the Corporate Social Responsibility Executive of State Farm Insurance. Good morning, Rashid, and thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, and thank you for having me today.
You're welcome. And when we talk about distracted driving, what is included?
So the Center for Disease Control has defined distracted driving as three primary things. Number one, anything that can take your eyes off the road. So that's a lot. That could be quite a few things. Second is hands off the wheel. And then last is anything that takes your mind off of driving. So eyes off the road, hands off the wheel, or your mind off of your drive.
There you go. And, you know, I see that so many people are either on their phones, eating. Do we underestimate those risks when we're doing all of that?
I think the short answer is yes. And I'm really glad you brought up those examples. You know, I think back to I have young adult children, but not too long ago they were teenage drivers. And I remember telling them almost every time out of the house to, you know, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, et cetera. But it doesn't only apply to our teens. It applies to everyone for the reasons you mentioned. The Department of Transportation stated that 29% of motor vehicle crashes are caused by distracted driving, as you mentioned earlier, resulting in 10,000 fatalities, which is really horrible. That's 1.3 million in injuries, 5.6 million in damaged vehicles, and a cost of an impact of around $100 billion in crashes. And to your point earlier, it could be something as simple as being on your phone. It could even be looking away to adjust your radio, navigation system. Anything can cause distracted driving.
I love that. And, of course, I love that this is such a good reminder. Is there an obvious issue that most people struggle with?
I would say yes. We did a study on our own, and 68% of drivers admitted to at least one distracted driver behavior that I mentioned earlier based on those definitions. And that's a big number. I think the easy one, if I just had a few minutes with your listeners, it would be just texting. Just wait to text, because I think there are too many incidents of doing so. Just looking away for 2 seconds doubles your risk of an accident. And on average, to read or even send a text takes 4.6 seconds, which seems like a very short amount of time, but it's a long time on the road that can lead to some pretty horrible things. But as you mentioned earlier, I just think about my drive into work today, just trying to fumble in my cup of coffee, trying to get it in the cup holder. It could be pets in your car and or even your kids in the back seat and maybe handing them a toy. Anything out there can cause an accident that we just have to be careful of.
There you go. And what about, you know, like even medication that we're on, we don't realize. I just heard somebody fell asleep and then, of course, it was a huge accident. There's so many things that we don't really take into consideration when we get behind the wheel, correct?
I agree. I would say definitely read those labels. This is allergy season for me, so something I definitely pay attention to when I'm on the road. So good ad. I'm really glad you brought up that point as well.
Thank you. And is there anything else that you can add for our listeners? Just to really, you know, I take this as a great reminder of, you know, I mean, we want everybody to be safe. And so many times it's not even us, it's the other person. And so we really need to, you know, kind of put this out there for everyone.
Yeah, Les, I really love that you asked that question. And I'll wrap here. I'd say just take this call and talk to someone about it. If you're listening, tell someone about it. Leverage the technology in your vehicle. It could be the drive assist or the emergency braking that your car offers. If your insurance company offers telematics, leverage that. And then also, I think just the do not disturb. If you have to be on the phone in the car, which sometimes we do, I leverage hands-free and I use the technology within my vehicle. So definitely would say those would be my things. Leverage technology, and I love what you talked about. It's not just about you as the driver. It's about those that are around you, pedestrians, and even cyclists as well.
100%. I love it. Again, this is such a great reminder. And, you know, there's a lot of people that were kind of coming up on the, you know, vacation and all the stuff that's going to be happening around here. And safety is the priority. And we want to spring into this season with no problems. So, again, how do my listeners find out more about you and, of course, about State Farm Insurance?
Definitely. Well, State Farm takes great pride in auto safety. We go back from legislation related to seat belts to airbags, and we're committed to this distracted driver effort because it's a challenge. So please go to statefarm.com/safedriving. That's statefarm.com/safedriving for more information on distracted driving and just safe driving in general.
You got it. And Rashid, thank you so much. Please share our show with everyone and of course, download our podcast. All right. Well, thank you so much. Be safe and have a great rest of your day.
You too. Take care. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good morning and welcome to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. My next guest is Nikki St. Crow and, of course, the USA Today best-selling author of several romanticy, I never even heard that word before, romanticy novels, including the series of Vicious Lost Boys, which has sold over 1 million copies in 11 languages. And, of course, her newest book that we're going to be talking about is West of Wicked, and an unexpected, sexy, and dark reimagining of the classic tale where Dorothy searches for the truth about her origins in cursed land of the Oz. Let's welcome again Nikki St. Crow. Nikki, are you there?
Yes. Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
You are so welcome. And you're like, wow. Okay, first of all, 11 languages. How many do you speak?
I only, unfortunately, speak the one, which is a character flaw.
I just wanted to ask that. Okay, good. That's good that you're like, you're serving the whole world there, right? Pretty much. How many books do you have that you have come out with?
Oh, gosh. now I'm counting them up in my head. I think it's like 15 or 16.
Oh, my God.
That's probably wrong.
How long does it take you to write?
Well, each book obviously is a little different, but my typical timeline is just a couple of months from, like, plotting it out to writing it. West of Wicked was a little bit longer. I took a couple of months on that one. I should say, like, 3 to 4 months.
Wow, that's incredible. And did you always want to write, or is this like a new passion? Or I'd love to know the story behind it, you know? You always
I totally
to
understand. I do too. I am one of those people who I did start writing very early on. I always joke that like my first brush with professional reward was in the fourth grade when I won the young authors competition in my school. I won second place. And I was also, I've always been chasing that dragon since then to win first place.
I like it. My kind of a girl there, right there. I love it. I'm always like, I even tell my children, if you don't do your best, why do it? Why waste your time, right?
I mean, exactly. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Yeah. So, okay. Talk to us about your newest book, West of Wicked. I love that. And where'd this come from? And is any of the people, I always like to ask, is anybody in there, like somebody you know, or like, how do you get these people?
So I did not set out to be a retelling author, but at this point, I've done Peter Pan. That's my Vicious Lost Boy series. That also connects to Wonderland. So there's some Alice in Wonderland in that series. So I didn't, when it came time to, like, I was thinking of where would I go next, it was almost like this, when I thought of Wizard of Oz, there was a chill, like, down my spine that, like, felt like almost a divine strike, you know, from the creative gods, I guess. And so I was like, that's where I'm going next. And so here we are. And I have had so much fun writing this series. It's been an enjoyable experience.
You know, I mean, that's really like, that's the other thing, that if you're not having fun, why do it, right? I mean,
exactly.
And having fun with this book is so cool. So talk to us. Tell us, what are we going to find in this book?
Well, it is I like to say that it's a much older Dorothy Gale who is having some of those, like, adult life experiences that we've all had, not really sure where to go next. And the cyclone comes through.
What is one of those experiences?
Without
giving the book away, right? What's one of those
when the book opens, she is in Kansas. She has her loving Uncle Henry and Aunt Em, and she's got this neighbor boy that she's very close to. And so she's got a safe, warm life. There's nothing wrong with it, but there's like this not necessarily emptiness, but there's like this hole that she's not quite sure why it exists and what do I need to do to fix it. And I think for a lot of people, like for me in particular, I've spent years wondering, where am I supposed to go? I mean, like, I'm safe, I'm loved, but why is there this yearning? And so Dorothy,
isn't that interesting? I wonder if we all, especially if you're always going out for that trophy, you know, what's next,
yeah.
Right? And you know what's interesting to me, and I always think about this because I do a lot of business coaching and motivational speaking and all that. And I just look at, like, people, sometimes they go on to their next goal before they even, like, go, like, oh, good job. I'm, like, patting myself on the back. They're not even taking that moment. They're, like, on to the next, you know?
Oh, my goodness. You're speaking my language.
I know. And sometimes I have to go, okay, like, you know, it's so weird. And I never really talk about this on the radio, but I'm sure other people feel this way. This last week I was going to, like, a meeting and I had everything going and I was, like, a little chaos. And I was, like, God, I feel so unbalanced. What is going on with my life? Because I'm very organized and very put together. And I was like, what would I tell somebody else? Yeah, just give yourself some grace, you know? And literally, I was like, okay. And when I came back and I had more time, I pulled everything together. And it was like, oh, that was fun. I didn't beat myself up, right? So I wonder if it's the same thing as, like, you just go on to the next gig instead of, like, going, wow, look at this book that I just got done writing. And, you know, and by the way, I have your book. Thank you so much. And I love that you have flowers on your pages. I don't think I've ever seen that.
Isn't it beautiful? The page edges will actually, once the series is complete, so it's all three books, that picture on the page edges will all make one big picture, which I'm also very much in love with. And then the interior illustrations as well are carrying through that poppy theme. It's the entire book is a beautiful piece of art that an entire team really worked hard to bring together.
I love it. I love it. And, you know, the fact that you picked the yellow brick road, okay, I mean, it's funny. That is like one of those childhood movies that all the family, all the cousins used to get together and
yeah.
watch it, you know. And
yeah.
now, look, they brought it back into Las Vegas, and you could actually go see it, which is one of the things I definitely want to do. But you kind of put a little twist on it, so I love it. So I'm sorry, I just had to add that.
yes, the nostalgia is there, and I am always hungry for nostalgia.
Yeah, yeah, very cool. So, okay, so she's looking for the feeling, this feeling that it's not not being safe, it's not mm-hmm. being loved. It's just like what's missing in my life.
Yeah, that... Well, for Dorothy, that theme is where do I belong? And there, so I don't want to give too many spoilers away, but
yeah,
there
no,
is
I know, yeah.
that element of like, I'm not where I belong. Where is that place? And so, you know, when she embarks on down the yellow brick road, some of those things will start to come to light for her.
Okay. And any of the other characters in there? Does that give
yes.
away?
Yeah, so
okay,
we will
okay.
see the Tin Man. We will see the Scarecrow. Toto is there. Toto's a sassy little terrier, which I think we're all going to love.
Okay.
And then, of
okay.
course,
I
the
love.
Wizard of Oz.
Right. Oh, because that's where she's going to find out what she's missing, right?
Yeah,
maybe?
Exactly. Yep.
Because
yeah.
I always figured, God, if I could have a Wizard of Oz, I feel like ChatGPT is my Wizard of Oz now.
yeah. We're always hungry for answers because, you know, we hate uncertainty, but there is that element of like, okay,
have...
I see this.
I think we all have our own answers inside us, in our heart.
Exactly.
And, you know, we really do, and I think that is really cool. Wow.
Yep.
Okay. Well, gosh, who is this book for? Let's just say that.
I do recommend 18 plus because it does deal with themes, you know, adult themes. And I do mm-hmm. primarily write romance, so my audience is largely women. But mm-hmm. I do feel like this is a special book that anybody could enjoy and, you know, beyond my lovely women that have read my romances. I think this is for anybody.
Okay, I love it. This might be a really good book club book, right?
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Yeah. And I'm looking at just where you live. Hello, Lake Michigan, right? And obviously you
yes.
love sunsets, so do I.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
yeah. Well, I love this. Give us one tidbit. I always say the brighter side of life and business. What's one
oh.
thing that you want to share with the rest of the world that you've learned or that maybe they're going to hear in all your books, like a message that you continuously share with maybe not even knowing that you're sharing it?
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is a reoccurring theme in my work. But speaking to people in general, you are more powerful than you realize.
Ooh, I love that. I love that. We can do anything we put our minds to, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, very cool. All right. Well, again, super great talking with you. And thank you for your copy for me to share and to read. And, of course, how do my listeners find more about you? And, of course, how do they find your book? And, of course, for our listeners, Nikki St. Crow.
Yeah, so you can find you will be able to find West of Wiccan on any bookstore shelves. And then online, you can find me at Nikki St. Crow on all social platforms. And then my website is NikkiSt.Crow.com.
There you go. Very good. And Nikki, please, you know, definitely let's connect on social and also download our podcast. And of course, that is the Kim Pagano Show. And please share
okay.
our show with everyone.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
You got it, and have a great rest of your day. Thank you for what
Thank
you're doing.
Thank you, too. Thank
All right,
you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us. And, of course, we're talking about Mark Stieber. He is Chief Tax Officer and Jackson Hewitt Tax Services. And, of course, we're 1 week until tax day, which filers need to know now, right? It's always a stressful time for some, and some maybe not, right? How does that work for you, Mark? And welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, this is my fourth year, Kim. It's not stressful to me. I'm many of my friends out here, we live on this. This is kind of our time. So if you hate taxes and you haven't gotten to it, go find somebody that does like it. They're glad to help.
There you go. You know what's funny is my grandma used to say, and I think it's so true, if you have, you know, if you're paying taxes, you're making money, right?
I always find it hilarious when people say, oh, I owed a ton of taxes this year. You know, oh, I'm so unhappy. I'm going, God, I wish I owed a ton of taxes this year. I wish I owed $1 million in taxes this year. So you're exactly right. Now, I'd rather have $1 million yeah. refund of the $2 million I paid in. But point being, yeah, making
right.
money as a price tag, you owe taxes. That's America.
There you go. There you go. So what are the last minute tips for taxpayers who still need to file before tax day?
Yeah, don't miss that deadline. That's my tip number one. If you miss that, bad things happen. Secondly, we're seeing bigger refunds and more people with refunds, and 3 out of 4 people get a refund. If you're due a refund, then what are you thinking? If you won March Madness last night, you wouldn't wait till August to go tell your pool people that, you know, pay me my money. And if you're one of 3 out of 4 people who are due a refund, and that's not just this year, that's every year, why would you wait? And if you owe, you certainly need to know how much money you owe, so you know you can plan accordingly, because if you miss the deadline to file and to pay, penalties add up pretty quick.
There you go. I love it. I love it. And so we're getting closer, obviously, to tax day. So what happens if somebody misses the April 15th deadline?
Yeah, missing, it's kind of self-inflicted. If you're listening to this, you know there's a deadline. You've known for months. You've known for your life. So you can't just miss it. What you're really saying is I ignored it. And when you ignore a deadline, like any deadline, your boss's report or something you've got to turn in, bad things happen. If you miss the tax filing deadline, it starts off with the failure to file penalty of 25% plus interest. If you owed money, there's another 25% failure to pay. And if you didn't pay throughout the year, which is the rule, there's a third penalty, underpayment penalty of 25%. So ignoring the rule at your own risk, because the cost of paying the taxes plus the penalties plus the interest will soon be bigger than if you had just, you know, done it the correct way up front and gotten some help.
There you go. And now what if they don't have the money? They just don't have the money to pay in full. How does that work?
Well, certainly, you know, bad things, because the IRS is going to get their money. But the good news is there are a host of different programs, both at the IRS with installment agreements for up to $50,000 that you pay over 5 years, to a variety of other options and tools, including a tax forgiveness program if you're really, really and truthfully in economic, you know, upside down havoc. And it's not like it is on TV where they know a guy or there's a rule. You really have to be in financial stress before the tax company will forgive that. But the point is, there are many ways to pay on time, to pay with the IRS or your state or a private sector. No good reason exists to miss the deadline and pay what you owe and at least get started on that.
I love it. And, okay, talk to us about extensions. A lot of people say, oh, I'm not going to pay. I'll sign everything, but I'm going to just do an extension. What do people often miss, or what's the misunderstanding about that?
Yeah, the number one thing that people misunderstand is that when you file the automatic extension, both at the federal level and in your state if you have one, it's not an extension of time to pay. The government doesn't give you just 6 more months to give them their money. You know, that's that installment program. It's an entitlement to file your paperwork accurately later, or to pay someone like me to do it twice. Frankly, it's a really great deal for tax pros, not so much for taxpayers. But the number one misunderstanding is I owe, or I think I'm going to owe, I'll just file this automatic extension and I'll do it all in 6 months. Well, partially true. You can give the paperwork in 6 months, but you owe your money by midnight on December 15th, or the IRS is going to come for their pound of flesh. They want their taxes. They want them by the deadline. And if they don't, they have big levers to make sure they get not only their taxes, but the penalties, the interest, and then you got to pay someone to clean that up. So don't think you're going to extend to pay. You're going to extend to get your taxes done twice. You owe the money by the deadline.
Got it. And what about amended returns and when someone needs to file one? How does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question, an area often misunderstood. The reality is the amended tax return form and process is really as a way to clean up a mistake that was made. And the mistake comes in a couple of different flavors. The first mistake that people make is they leave off a credit. They leave off a benefit. They leave off something that would have given them more money. Well, that's not necessarily gone forever. You have 3 years to send in a fixed tax return with a 1040X or an amended return and reclaim that money. And a good pro can make it even easier. But the point is, you have 3 years to go back and reclaim overlooked monies. On the other side, or the negative side, or the bad side, the IRS also has 3 years to audit you if they smell something that you left off, and it's in your best interest to fix that before they come asking. So it's a way to fix a busted tax return is what an amended return is.
I love it. Mark, you actually make it sound fun, okay? That taxes is not a fun time, but you actually do. And how can my listeners find out more about this?
Yeah, if you're one of those 100 million people that want that $400 billion in refunds, you wonder why I'm happy. $400 billion in refunds. You can go to our website at jacksonhewitt.com. There's a lot of stuff there, tax videos, checklists, you know, questions and answers, hot topics, and a place to find an office near you. So you just plug in the zip code or your address, and up pops the closest office. jacksonhewitt.com for all your tax answers, information, and any help that you need. We're glad to make it a really useful tool. jacksonhewitt.com.
There you go. Mark, always fun. And thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. And of course, download our podcast. And we look forward to having you back again.
Go get that money. It's not going to show up automatically.
There you go. Thanks, Mark. Have a great rest of your day. Take care.
All right, Kim. Be safe.
Thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. I hope that you enjoyed all my guests today. And of course, remember to download our podcast, take us with you, and of course, follow us through social. And if you're not getting our newsletter every Friday, definitely text me at 805-419-0008 so that you can get your letter so that you can learn who we're talking with. Also, if you have a business and you're an entrepreneur, we'd love you to attend our business mixer. That is April 23rd, 5 to 8 in Newberry Park. And we'd love you to be in the room. Again, have a great rest of your weekend. And of course, I end all of my shows with a moment of happiness. And today's is, if you're not doing something scary, then you're not learning something new. And of course, think out of the box and do something that makes you grow. With that, have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you next week.
Are you ready to empower your child with the skills they need to safely enjoy the water? Kim O'Brien with Survival Swim with Kim, Infant Aquatics, teaches self-rescue swim skills to children of all ages. Self-rescue skills can save a child's life if they accidentally fall into the water. After losing her daughter to drowning, Kim became a certified survival swim instructor to help families in Ventura County protect their children. Survival Swim with Kim teaches kids 6 months and up how to roll and float independently. Don't wait. Check out survivalswimwithkim.com. That's survivalswimwithkim.com, or call Kim at 805-620-7177. That's 805-620-7177.
Are you looking for a reliable investment that stands the test of time? Gold and silver has always been a safe haven in times of uncertainty. At Gold Your Money, we help you protect your wealth by guiding you through the process of buying and storing precious metals. Whether you're new to investing or looking to diversify, our experts provide personalized solutions to fit your needs. Don't wait for inflation to erode your savings. Secure your future today with Gold Your Money. Visit goldyourmoney.com or call 805-323-GOLD. That's 805-323-4653 or goldyourmoney.com for more details.
When you dine at Manhattan of Camarillo, located in the heart of the Santa Rosa Valley, you'll be able to take a step back in time with Manhattan's Supper Club Italian Dining. Enjoy live entertainment while eating and relaxing with an extensive wine list. Tuesday and Thursday receive a complimentary bottle of house wine with the purchase of two entrees from their regular menu. They also invite you to stop by and enjoy their heated Madison Beer Garden with a full bar and craft beer selections. Don't forget about Manhattan's private wine room. Holding up to 50 people, it's perfect for any professional or special occasion. Call today to make your reservations and book your next private party. That's 805-388-5550. That's 805-388-5550. Or go to manhattanofcamarillo.com, located right off the 101 freeway in Pleasant Valley.
Did you know stem cell injections can cost thousands of dollars with no guaranteed results? Here's a simple, affordable phototherapy packed system that supports your body's natural renewal process. No injections, no chemicals, and no drugs. This light-based wellness technology has been studied for decades and shown to support energy, balance, recovery, and overall vitality naturally. For about $99, try a 30-day supply designed to help your body do what it does best, restore and renew itself. Many people share experiences of feeling more energetic, focused, and balanced after incorporating this technology into their wellness routine. If you'd like to learn more, text your name to 805-407-4302 for educational information. That's 805-407-4302. Or you can go to Lynn's website for more info, liveyounger.com/GreekLynn.
Located in the heart of Thousand Oaks, Marcello Ristorante brings Italy to your table with classic pastas, homemade pizzas, and all your Italian favorites. Life's busy, we make it easy. Order online for quick pickup or delivery and enjoy authentic flavors in just a few clicks. Want to dine out? Relax in our warm, welcoming restaurant, the perfect spot for family dinners, date nights, or catching up with friends. Marcello Ristorante, Italian Delight, anytime. Make your reservations at 805-371-4367. Visit us at 140 West Hillcrest Drive in Thousand Oaks or order online today. Mangia!
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Are you worried your perfect customers are finding you online, then clicking away because your website makes your business look outdated? Imagine this, having a website that reflects your expertise and professionalism. Peace of mind knowing your website is kept up to date and secure. A managed hosting plan, especially for your website. If you're ready to have all that you imagined, visit webweaversconsulting.com for WordPress website packages, maintenance plans, and hosting plans. Webweavers Consulting will make your website work for you so you can focus on making a difference in your own unique way. That's webweaversconsulting.com.